Hey guys, I hope everyone is hanging in there. I just want to give you a huge thank you for making my new book, The Focus Project, the number one new release on Amazon. And what a year it has been. So keep those emails flowing in that the book is helping a loved one or a friend. So that really keeps me going. So I really appreciate that feedback and I'm glad it's helping. That's the whole point. That's the whole reason we launched the book early because of the pandemic, because of some of the mental and physical struggles that we've been going through. So hopefully the book helps you out. I hope the podcast helps you out. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. We've got a treat for you today. As many of you know, a living legend passed away. That's right. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, but not before she put her thumbprint and imprint on this country. So matter what political skew that you have or what political part of the aisle that you fall, my hope that you find these seven super tips helpful because Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the first Jewish female U.S. Supreme Court justice and only the second woman appointed ever. And she's known as a champion for a lot of rights that didn't exist, that now exist today. And a lot of people call her RBG or the notorious RBG. So I hope you find her seven super tips helpful. And thank you for listening to the Super You Podcast, the podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower.
If you're going to be a lawyer and just practice your profession, well, you have a skill, so you're very much like a plumber. But if you want to be a true professional, you will do something outside yourself, something to repair tears in your community, something to make life a little better for people less fortunate than you.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Here's Notorious RGB with tip number 1.
Do you have any regrets?
I do think that I was born under a very bright star because you think of my life. I got out of law school. I have top grades. No law firm in the city of New York will hire me. I end up teaching. As I said before, that gave me time to devote to the movement for evening out the rights of women and men. I was not nominated to a vacancy on the Second Circuit. Instead, I was nominated to a vacancy on the D.C. Circuit. Much better place for me to be because the D.C. Circuit decides a lot of very important questions involving what's going on in our government. So I'll tell you what Justice O'Connor once said to me. She said, suppose we had come of age at a time when women lawyers were welcome at the bar. You know what? Today we would be retired partners from some large law firm. But because that route was not open to us, we had to find another way, and we both end up on the United States Supreme Court.
I love this first tip, find your way, because it reminds me of when I was sitting down and talking with Dana Nyad. Now, if you don't know her, she swam all the way from Cuba to Miami. And she did this after 5 failed attempts, almost died from some jellyfish stings. She's swimming without a shark cage. But her whole thing to me was, Eric, you just got to find a way. You got to find a way. And she did it at the age of 60, if you can imagine that. So she didn't give up on her dream. She'd had all those failed attempts when she was young, a little more vibrant, healthier. But that dream didn't die within her, and she kept at it. So it's all about find a way. And so it's all about being firm in your destination, flexible in your path. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80. Look at all the successful people over the years. I do believe that most of us are living the same movie. We're just different actors and actresses. If you look at Michael Jordan, he's cut from his basketball team in high school. If you look at Ray Kroc, he didn't get his break till he's 52. Ray Kroc's the founder of McDonald's. If you look at the Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders, didn't get his break till the 60s. So it's really about figuring out when is that break going to happen and taking advantage of it and really just finding your way. Another example is Thomas Edison. 1,000 failed attempts at the light bulb before he got it right. So really in life, things happen for you, not to you. So it's all about finding your path. Moving on to tip number two, this is taken from Ruth Bader Ginsburg's acceptance speech for her appointment to the Supreme Court.
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor recently quoted Oklahoma Supreme Court Justice Jean Coyne, who was asked, "Do women judges decide cases differently by virtue of being women?" Justice Coyne replied that in her experience, a wise old man and a wise old woman reached the same conclusion. I agree, but I also have no doubt that women, like persons of different racial groups and ethnic origins, contribute what a fine jurist, the late Fifth Circuit Judge Alvin Rubin, described as a distinctive medley of views influenced by differences in biology, cultural impact, and life experience. A system of justice will be the richer for diversity of background and experience. It will be the poorer in terms of appreciating what is at stake and the impact of its judgments if all of its members are cast from the same mold.
Diversity always makes us stronger. You know that I'm big into sports. If you look at a team, if you look at a basketball team, so Michigan State, we had guys that were really good at rebounding. We had guys that were good shooters. Someone that's a good passer. So you need that diversity on whatever team that you have in life. Same holds true in business when you look at it from a standpoint of the launch of the iPhone. I don't know if you remember this story, but with the launch of the iPhone, there's one fatal flaw, not fatal, but there's one problem with the original iPhone. It didn't work to touch with females as well as it did the males. Why was that? Because females' extremities, so our core temperature is the same, but it turns out our extremities often are different. And so a lot of women have colder fingers. And so the heat was different when it was touching that iPhone. And guess what? There was no female engineer on the original launch of the iPhone. So they didn't have that diversity to test that, to know that that could be a problem or an issue. So anyways, it's all about making sure that you have as diverse a team as possible because diversity makes us stronger. Here we are with super tip number three.
My interest in becoming a lawyer was sparked in the 1950s when I was a student, an undergraduate student at Cornell. It was the heyday of Senator Joe McCarthy. It was not a good time for our country.
Have you no sense of decency, sir?
My professor of constitutional law brought to my attention the lawyers that were appearing before the people, called before the committees. Lawyers who reminded Congress we have a First Amendment and we have a Fifth Amendment.
You saw the law as a protector of individual liberty.
Yes. Yes. I thought it could be a way to make a living, plus to do something that would make conditions in your society a little better.
Find ways to make a positive impact. This is so true. My mom's a big gardener, and she always said, "Eric, the most important thing is when you go into the garden is when you leave. Did you leave the garden better off than you found it?" So let's all go out there today and figure out, how do we make the garden better? How do we leave that garden better off than we found it? All right, moving on to super tip number four.
The questions we take up are rarely easy. They seldom have indubitably right answers. Yet by reasoning together at our conferences, and with more depth and precision through circulation of and responses to draft opinions, we ultimately agree far more often than then we divide sharply.
When you find yourself in an argument, and often arguments can be good, they can lead to change. But when you find yourself in an argument, it starts to get heated. One thing that we can do that's super, super helpful is just to pause and try to find out where you agree with that other person. Or where do you agree with that other organization? Try to figure out where there's agreement. This is good for life. This is good for business. This is good for family. Try to figure out where you have common ground and agreement, and then work your way out from there. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to give you a quick update. The Focus Project, my brand new book, is out. It's available. So go to Amazon, type in The Focus Project. It was set to launch in October. We moved it forward because so many of you DM'd me, texted me, tweeted me, emailed me saying, hey, I have a friend. I have a family member. They're really struggling during quarantine. They're having a tough time with all the things they can't control. They're letting fear set in. They can't focus on the most important things in life. So that's why we've moved the book forward. The Focus Project. Don't make me regret it. The publishers think I'm crazy because you always launch books in October, not in the summer. But I said, hey, look, this is a whole new time. This is something we've never dealt with. We need to get this in the people's hands so that it can help them. So again, check it out, The Focus Project. And thanks again for all your support. Moving on to tip number 5 from the woman that was only one of nine women that graduated in her class of 500 from Harvard Law School. That's right. There's only 9 women in a class of 500 in her class at Harvard Law School. And she was also taking care of her 14-month-old baby at the time.
If you're going to be a lawyer and just practice your profession, well, you have a skill. So you're very much like a plumber. But if you want to be a true professional, you will do something outside yourself, something to repair tears in your community, something to make life a little better for people less fortunate than you. That's what I think a meaningful life is. One lives not just for oneself, but for one's community.
I love this tip. It's going to be hard for a lot of us with everything we're facing, but sometimes that's the best time to stop, pause, and help the local community. So if there's somehow a way this week you can sit down, maybe it's in person, most likely it's probably remote, but somehow help the local community this week. It not only makes people around you feel good, but you'll find out the neuroscience shows it makes you feel good as well. Before we move on to tip number 6, when RBG was battling cancer, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor encouraged her to do chemo on Fridays so that she could come back to work on Mondays.
Judges understood by that time that racial discrimination was odious, but they thought that laws discriminating against women were for the women's own protection. So my job was to let the court see that these classifications more often put women not on a pedestal, but in a cage. A man on the train was reading the New York Post. He held it up and I could see the banner headline, Supreme Court Outlaws Sex Discrimination. I was exhilarated, and it was a great beginning.
RBG was strong in many ways. In fact, she did 20 push-ups a day. And so here she is with tip number 7.
My mother died when she was 47. At the time, I thought that was at least middle-aged. She was one of the smartest people I ever knew. She had 2 messages for me in my growing up years. To be a lady. Don't be distracted by emotions like anger, envy, resentment. These just sap energy and waste time. And the other was to be independent. Yes, she hoped I would meet Prince Charming and live happily ever after, but she stressed the importance of being able to manage on my own.
Those are seven super tips from legendary Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or the notorious RBG. I hope that you found it very helpful. I hope that the seven super tips help you unlock and unleash your inner superpower. If you find this podcast helpful, please go on and rate it on your favorite tool of choice, whether that's Spotify, whether it's Apple, iTunes, because ratings really help others discover this podcast and it helps them to a better life. So again, thank you so much for listening. Also, thanks for the support of my new book, The Focus Project. Thanks for making it a number one new release. Again, the purpose of that book, or the content of that book, is all around the not so simple art of doing less better. So until next week, this is Eagle Man reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super,
super you.